This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Tax lawyers and officials in Canada countering Clinton Foundation claims say that Canadians could have donated to the Clinton Foundation directly and received the same tax break, contrary to earlier reports. Furthermore, many believe that Canadian privacy laws do not prohibit the Clinton Gusra Enterprise Partnership from disclosing donors. Latinos filed a racial discrimination case against the police in Suffolk County, New York. The SEC has proposed new rules that make company profits and executive compensation easier for investors to compare uniformly. Business says it's shaming. The United Auto Workers Union enjoys support now from 816 members, or 55% of the workforce at Volkswagen's Chattanooga plant, according to the union's latest Labor Department disclosure. Bernie Sanders, independent senator from Vermont, announced that he's running as a Democrat to challenge Hillary Clinton. A bipartisan bill seems to be moving through Congress to end NSA phone collection from U.S. citizens. The American Psychological Association seems to have secretly collaborated with the Bush administration to bolster justifications for torture of prisoners after 9/11. Former Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu signed on as a paid strategic advisor to the Walton Foundation to advocate for charter schools. President Obama has reportedly chosen the University of Chicago for his presidential library. Experts are raising new questions about chemicals used in pizza boxes and other materials. A class of chemicals known as poly and perfluoroalkyl substances, or PFASAs. The replacement chemicals have many of the same problems. The government publicly listed drugs and expenditures. The most prescribed drug last year was Nexium, a $2.5 billion cash cow for heartburn, followed by the asthma treatment Advair Diskus and Crestor, a cholesterol drug, were used in the treatment of common conditions. One exception was the cancer drug Revlimid, the 10th class serious drug, which is prescribed to 24,600 patients but cost nearly $1.35 billion. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.